Good morning. Today we have an absolutely fundamental question and issue as it relates to our topic we're discussing. And not only that, it's a much broader issue, is when you have a medrash, do you paskin like that medrash even in the absence of such a concept, a mitzvah, an obligation being in the Talmud? What that means is we've been discussing the obligation of patronizing somebody who is Jewish, and even more so from when you have business to do, when you want to buy something, when you want to sell something, and even we'll expand it to when you need a service provider, you want to use a doctor, you need your teeth cleaned, you need a dentist, you need an accountant, an attorney. And based on the Medrash says, at least in buying and selling, the buying and selling context, you should give a priority to somebody who is amitecha. And the drasha was v'chisimkar mimkar, when you're going to buy something, when you're going to sell something, v'sichimkar, when you're going to sell something, sell it to amitecha. And when you're going to buy something, okano, when you're going to purchase, miyad amitecha, you should buy it from somebody who's amitecha. That's the Medrash. That's not a Gemara. The Medrash says that. And in fact, when we define, based on a couple of Gemaras, what's Amitecha in other contexts, not in the purchasing and selling context, but in other contexts, we said Amitecha means somebody who's Am She'itcha B'mitzvah, somebody who's observant. So based on this, we have a Medrash that is teaching us that when you're buying, when you're selling, you have to give a priority to somebody who's observant over somebody who's not observant, to somebody who's observant over somebody who's not Jewish. And the question is, but that is just a medrash. That's not the Gemara that's teaching us. Do we paskin halacha like a medrash when we don't see the same concept, the same mitzvah, the same obligation in the Gemara? So in fact, there is a Gemara in the Yerushalmi that says that we do not learn from Agada. That's not so relevant to us here. Agada, Agadak items in the Gemara as opposed to halachic items, and not from Toseftas, things that were written in the Tosefta as opposed to in the Gemara, but rather we only learn from the Talmud. If it's in the Talmud, we paskin like it, we learn from it, but if it's not in the Talmud, then we wouldn't paskin like that. And the Tosfos Yontif says as follows. He's of the view that we don't learn from Midrashim no matter what. Based on this Yerushalmi says, we don't learn from the Gada, we don't learn from the Tessa, just in the Gemara. So you Medrash, if you don't have it in the Gemara, we wouldn't be learning from it. And the Tosfos Yontif then says, when it comes to not learning from the Medrash, we don't learn from a Medrash at all. Even if there's nothing in the Gemara that conflicts with that Medrash, we still do not learn from a Medrash. So it turns out as follows, based on this Tosfos Yontif, that if you have a halacha in the Medrash and you don't have anything mentioned in that regard in the Gemara, and there's nothing against it in the Gemara, but there's nothing for it either, the Tosfos Yontif would say that we do not paskin like that medrash. We do not learn like medrashes whatsoever. So relative to our question, the whole source for giving this priority to somebody who's Jewish, to somebody who's observant, is a medrash in the Toharis Kohanim. It is not based on a Gemara. But nonetheless, the Pri Chadash and many others disagree with this Tosfos Yontif, and they are of the view that you do learn from a medrash. Even if something is not in the Gemara, you can learn from a Medrash as long as the Gemara does not disagree with it. If the Gemara is silent on it, it doesn't disagree with it, and there is a halacha brought in the Medrash that we do paskin like the Medrash. The only problem is when you have a stir, when you have a contradiction, a conflict between the Medrash and then the Gemara, that is when we would only paskin like the Gemara. We would not learn like the Medrash. So the Chidah brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, who wrote in the Sefer HaYashar, a similar concept that we just mentioned in the Pri Chadash, that we do learn like a Medrash as long as there's not a conflicting Gemara. And in fact, many minhagim that we keep are based on the Medrash, as long as there's not a conflict in the Gemara. So that's the lay of the land on this concept. Do we learn from Medrash or not? And now let's try to apply that to this Medrash of Toharis Kohanim that tells us that you have to give a preference to somebody who is an observant Jew. And it goes like this. There is no mention of that concept in the Gemara. So we could say that there's no conflict in the Gemara. And accordingly, according to most Shitas, according to the Pri Chadash, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYashar, because there's no conflicting Gemara, we would paskin like our Medrash, and we'd have to adhere to the requirement of the Medrash that we give priority to somebody who is observant over anyone else. But on the other hand, it could be that the Gemara does indirectly contradict our Medrash because there's a Gemara in Bechoras that uses our Pasuk. Amitacha, our Pasuk that we learn the Medrash. We learn in the Medrash, you have to give a priority to somebody who's from. The Gemara, the Bavli, uses it for something else. So apparently the Bavli does not adhere to our limud in the Medrash. The Medrash is learning a Pasuk that the Bavli needs for something else. So maybe indeed there is a conflict between the two. So just to mention, the Rambam in his Tshuvas Pe'er Hador says, when it comes to it, in a different context, he says that if you have a limud, a drasha, and a sifrei, it's a sifrei is a Medrash on Vayikra, and it's not brought in our Gemara. It's not in our Gemara. V'ilo yudvarim elo halacha lo havishati Gemara mineh. He's of the view that if you have a Medrash and the Gemara is silent on it, we do not paskin like the Medrash. Why? Because if the Gemara wanted a paskin like that, it would have brought it. And if the fact that the Gemara didn't bring it, it means that we do not paskin like the Medrash. So that's like the first view we brought. That sounds like the Tosfos Yontif, even though the Rambam is before the Tosfos Yontif, though we're going a little bit out of order here chronologically. And the Kesef Mishnah disagrees. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees and says, how can you disregard Midrashim simply because they're not in the Gemara? V'davar tema hu litchas braisa de sifrei. How can you disregard a braisa? Braisa was left out of the Gemara. It's because it's in the Medrash. Because it's not brought in the Talmud. It's not brought in the Tosefta. So in any case, we see this machlok. It is also between the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah was written by Rav Yosef Cairo. In any case, we're going to now leave this as an open question. We're simply setting the table for next time. And the question is, indeed, we have a Medrash on the one hand, and the Medrash says you have to give a priority to a Jew. We don't have that Gemara, that concept in the Gemara, and we have an open question. Does the Gemara, in fact, conflict with the Medrash or not? Because on the one hand, it doesn't mention the concept, but on the other hand, it does use the Pasuk that's necessary in the Medrash, and it could very well be that even the Kesef Mishnah accordingly would say that there is a conflict between the Medrash requiring us to do business with somebody who's from, and the Gemara that doesn't require it, but uses that Pasuk elsewhere. So maybe even the Kesef Mishnah would say there's a stira here, a contradiction between the two, and accordingly we would not paskin like the Medrash. So that is our introduction to our next question. Amir Tzitzim, next time is, so is there an obligation or is there not an obligation? And if there's not an obligation, if it's not a halacha, so what is it then? Is it just a good thing to do? Is it midas chasidus? Is it tzedakah? If we do and do business and give business to the Orthodox Jew, so we will, Amir Tzitzim, continue that really critical question next time.